A single thread can hold more history than 1,000 monuments. While we marvel at pyramids and temples, the fabrics draped across our shoulders have quietly shaped human destiny in ways stone never could. That 34,000-year-old fiber fragment discovered in a Georgian cave, dyed a vibrant turquoise and twisted with sophisticated precision, tells us something profound. Our ancestors didn't just survive, they created beauty in the harshest conditions imaginable. These weren't crude attempts at warmth, but masterworks of color and craft, revealing that even in the depths of the last ice age, humans invested enormous effort into making textiles that did more than cover bodies. They made statements. Without our protective fur, humans faced a stark reality. Hypothermia looms when our core temperature drops below 95°F, and we start feeling uncomfortably cold at a balmy 80°F. Woven fabrics solved this vulnerability brilliantly, trapping, insulating air while remaining breathable. But textiles did something more revolutionary. They allowed us to carry more, travel farther, and settle where we had no business surviving. Every fishing net, every bundle tied with string, every warm garment represented a technological leap that threaded together the expansion of civilization itself. When Howard Carter discovered Tutankhamun's tomb, he dismissed the 16 linen layers wrapping the pharaoh, destroying many with paraffin wax to reach gold and jewels. Yet, to ancient Egyptians, these linens were transformative magic. Egyptian linen achieved extraordinary sophistication. One specimen measured nearly 2 yards, yet weighed just 5 ounces, with thread counts rivaling modern machinery. Harvested after the Nile's floods, flax fibers averaged 15 microns in diameter, creating fabric twice as strong as cotton that conducted heat beautifully and softened with age. Beyond practicality, linen symbolized purity and served as Mediterranean currency. In death, linen became crucial for transformation. Priests called masters of secrets sculpted corpses into divine forms worthy of eternal life, using distinct verbs for wrapping actions and terms for bodies at different preparation stages. Through linen, humans became gods. In 4th century China, heartbroken Su Hui embroidered the star gauge, a 29 by 29 character grid in 5 colors, readable in any direction, generating over 3,000 poems. This masterpiece embodied silk's essence, complexity, beauty, and cultural significance woven into one fabric. China guarded silk production for 5 millennia with obsessive secrecy. Bombyx mori silkworms consume enormous mulberry leaves over 40-60 days, succumb easily to disease, and must be killed before breaking through their cocoons. Each produces a single thread up to 1,100 yards long. This labor-intensive process made silk extraordinarily valuable. Chinese emperors weaponized it through their tributary system, sending lavish gifts to feared Xiongnu nomads, protection payments escalating from 8,000 pieces in 51 BC to 18,000 by AD 33. The Silk Roads became networks connecting China with Central Asia, India, and the Mediterranean, where religions, ideas, and goods flowed alongside textiles. In Rome, silk symbolized decadence. Conservatives feared it would undermine Roman martial spirit, with emperors spending 10% of Rome's budget on Eastern silks. Seneca fumed that silk offers nothing that could possibly afford protection to the body. Viking dominance came from an unexpected source: sheep. The Gokstad ship stretched over 76 feet, yet weighed just 7 tons, powered by woolen sails that were engineering marvels. Old Norse sheep had double-layered fleeces with water-repellent outer coats and soft underwool. Women spun 2 yarn types, tightly twisted outer fibers for waterproof warp threads and loosely twisted underwool for weft. After weaving, the fabric was treated with horse fat or fish oil mixed with ochre, then coated with hot beef tallow or fur tar. This reduced airflow to nearly zero, and well-maintained sails lasted 40 to 50 years. The labor was staggering. While 2 shipwrights built a longboat in 2 weeks, creating a sail required 2 skilled women a full year. A large warship demanded 1.5 tons of wool and 60 years' labor. With each sheep yielding only 2 to 5 pounds annually, the Norwegian Viking fleet needed wool from up to 2 million sheep. This spiraling demand may have driven Viking expansion into Normandy, Greenland, and America, not just for conquest, but for grazing land. Robin Hood's Lincoln green wasn't mere costume, it was a wealth statement. Lincoln's renowned wool and distinctive dye made his fine fabrics a demonstration of power despite his outlaw status. The merchant's motto captured wool's dominance. "I praise God and ever shall. It is the sheep hath paid for all." Major landowners amassed vast flocks. The Bishop of Winchester owned 29,000 sheep, the Earl of Lincoln, 13,400. When Richard the Lionheart was captured after the Third Crusade, his 100,000 mark ransom required desperate measures, including 25% taxes that devastated Cistercian monasteries and plunged them into decades of debt. Cotton wove its own dark empire. Eli Whitney's 1793 cotton gin revolutionized production, devastatingly. South Carolina's cotton exports jumped from 10,000 pounds 1790 to 6.4 million 1800. This expansion demanded more enslaved labor. Georgia's slave population nearly doubled in the 1790s, while South Carolina's cotton regions saw theirs more than triple. Cotton became king, built on enslaved backs. Agnes Humbert, an art historian arrested by the Gestapo in 1941 for joining France's resistance, was deported to a German rayon factory. She initially felt relieved not to be directly supporting warfare, but found herself in a factory vast as a cathedral with unbearable noise and the appalling stench of acid. Rayon production involves treating wood pulp with caustic sodas and carbon disulfide, creating fabric with silk-like luster, but at horrific human cost. Carbon disulfide caused foggy vision, sexual dysfunction, violent hallucinations, and psychosis. Viscose eats flesh to the bone, causing burns, blindness, and suicidal impulses. Unlike civilian workers with safety equipment, slave laborers worked nearly nude as chemicals destroyed their clothing. This legacy persists. The 2013 Rana Plaza collapse killed 1,134 garment workers forced into a visibly cracked building under threat of losing wages. Today's fast fashion relies heavily on synthetics, over 60% of global fiber production, generating devastating environmental costs from microfiber pollution to destroying 120 million trees annually for rayon. Antarctic exploration reveals clothing's life or death stakes. Robert Falcon Scott's doomed 1912 expedition illustrates this starkly. After reaching the South Pole, only to find Amundsen had beaten them, all five British explorers died within 10 weeks. The crucial difference? Amundsen's team wore reindeer and seal parkas learned from Netsalik Inuits, while Scott rigidly followed the golden rule to avoid anything but wool. When George Mallory's body was discovered on Everest in 1999, his preserved remains revealed strategic layering: cotton and silk underwear, flannel shirt, pullover, woolen waistcoat, and a Burberry jacket with specialized sleeves. On July 21, 1969, Neil Armstrong stepped onto the moon wearing a spacesuit with unlikely origins: women's underwear manufacturer Playtex. Seamstresses from girdle and diaper assembly lines handmade the Apollo Omega suits using adapted Singer machines. Each suit comprised 4,000 fabric pieces across 21 layers, including Teflon-coated beta cloth and steel mesh. Seams could deviate no more than 1/64th inch. From ancient cave dwellers dyeing flax to seamstresses stitching spacesuits, textiles have carried humanity through every frontier.